This week on the Country Music Media Podcast.
It could very well go the other way. Someone like Kane Brown could shrink and really fall into reading the script and lose like the natural comedy or transition skills they learned during rehearsal. Kane levels up. He's big energy during the hosting gig with the CMT Awards. If Kane Brown brought that same energy that you saw on Wednesday night at the CMT Awards to every interview and every live appearance he does, he'd be a huge, huge, huge superstar.
Welcome to the Country Music Media Podcast. I'm Billy Dukes on Twitter at Billy Dukes, Instagram at Serious Journalist. Monday on the show was Emily Yar of the Washington Post, and my takeaway there is she has a whole lot of really great Dwight Yoakam and Billy Joel content on her floor because it didn't make the article. 30 minutes with Dwight Yoakam, who doesn't do many interviews. She used like three sentences. I had written up an entire script for this episode like I normally do, and I may get to some of it, but instead of doing that, and in lieu of the usual news and commentary, I'm going to do something that I do not like doing and speak freely without notes on something that literally just happened. I apologize if you were looking forward to my thoughts on the top 10 songs of 2021 as I promised on Monday, but I think this is a little bit more pertinent and certainly more timely. The 2021 CMT Awards were on Thursday night. I watched the full show. Overall grade, B to B minus. You know what? B. Solid B on the CMT Awards this year. I had pretty high praise for the show last year. I thought they did a really good job of reinventing award shows and proved they don't have to be live. Like, it works really, really well if they're not live. Yeah, you sacrifice a little of that in-the-room energy. Maybe there's a mix there, like a 60-40 split, non-live to live. This felt a lot more like a normal show, and I'm just not a fan of returning to that. You know, 3 hours of live television with some kind of bad performances, because that's what happens when you go live in front of a really tightly wound set and a stage like that. This show still had a pretty unique approach, had some non-live moments. Quite a bit of it was filmed over at the Bonnaroo Farms location and then some buildings atop downtown Nashville. They mixed live with recorded. A little too long, in my opinion. It was a solid 2 hours, 30 minutes, and I think just 2 hours could have done the job. I mean, really could have cut some performances. And Carrie Underwood fans may not like hearing this, but I think hers might be one of the ones you cut. She performed with Need to Breathe. It was fine. It was fine. Not one of the most memorable performances by the night, by any stretch of the imagination. I guess you got to have her there, though, right? I mean, her fans vote more than any other fan group through the years. They continually make her the Video of the Year winner. And they did again last night. That video for the song Hallelujah, her duet with John Legend, won Video of the Year. She's won like, what, 6, 7, 8, 10, 25 Video of the Year trophies through the years of the CMT Awards. I had no idea she was on hand. All of a sudden, she popped out of the backstage wearing this neon yellow mini dress just to accept that award and kind of waved and then went on her way. I thought since her performance was taped, she was not present for the show. Nope, there she was. It just doesn't need to be live, though. Lie to me. Pretend. Tell me it's live when it's not. I don't mind. I honestly do not mind if a show lies to me. I'm just here for the entertainment. You know, that's what it's all about. We don't even really need to present the winners live. People are going to sign that non-disclosure agreement because they know that they're not going to get a chance to come back to the show in years that follow. Now, the CMT Awards, they don't hold as much clout, say, like the CMAs and the ACMs, but they hold some clout. I think you could tell these artists that they won, ask them to keep the secret. If they don't end up on CMT. That's a pretty important relationship, as they proved through the night. So kind of going through the show here, Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini were the hosts. I said early on that I thought this was a really good hosting pair because Kane Brown did better than anyone anticipated last year. Kelsey Ballerini always looks and is really natural on camera. I thought this was a really nice pairing. You know, the past CMT Awards have had some oddball hosts,
Kid Rock did it for a number of years. And they've just had some goofy hosts. This was sort of right down the middle. And they nailed it again. I really think they nailed it again. Early on, they came out, they tried a few jokes, which were fine. A couple of okay jokes. They were really all in on sharing the same initials. They're both KB, and that kind of was a thread throughout the night, which was a little bit corny, but it was fine. Remember when Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood started hosting the CMA Awards back in, like, what was it, 2008? They weren't that great either. Like, some of the jokes they tried, they were pretty stiff. Carrie especially was pretty stiff. The jokes... In fact, I'm not even sure if they did a real monologue that first year. That might have even been the second year when they did the monologue. But even then, the jokes were not as good as we remember them being. I mean, we remember the parody songs. Carrie and Brad didn't really start to get their legs as hosts until maybe year three, year four. And they did it for like, what, a decade? So they had a chance to really fine-tune it. This is the first year that Kelsey and Kane have been put together. They are further along after 1 year than Brad and Carrie would. Carrie were after 1 year, I think. Did a nice job. And Kane, he's kind of a really mellow energy. If you've been around Kane Brown, he's not high energy. He kind of comes into the room, he's low-key, he's just sort of chill during an interview. He doesn't seem to get super excited. Sometimes you see these moments where he gets super excited on like his social media account. But by and large, he's kind of low energy. That seems to change when he's on a big performance stage like that. And I think when you're asking someone like Kane Brown to be a host, you're counting on them leveling up in the moment. Because it could very well go the other way. Someone like Kane Brown could shrink and really fall into reading the script and lose like the natural comedy or transition skills they learned during rehearsal. Kane levels up. He's big energy during the hosting gig with the CMT Awards. If Kane Brown brought that same energy that you saw on Wednesday night at the CMT Awards to every interview and every live appearance he does, he'd be a huge, huge, huge superstar. This low energy stuff, kind of amateur, you know? Play it cool if you want, but it's not going to get you there. He was really good last night and definitely leveled up. Kelsey does what Kelsey does, and she was strong as well. She had a nice moment accepting her award for CMT Performance of the Year, where she kind of, you know, clapped back a little bit at the critics of that song she did with Halsey. And then all eyes were certainly on her after she lost the Video of the Year award to Carrie Underwood, and the camera cut right to her. She was wearing, I believe, her sixth outfit of the night, and she quickly said congratulations to Carrie and moved the show right along. That's all she needed to do. You know, that stings. That stings. I don't care who you are. When you lose an award, I get a sense that Kelsey is pretty competitive and wants these awards because she hasn't won really any big awards yet. And when you lose one and the camera cuts right to you, poise right in that moment, very difficult. She did a nice job of just moving the show along. I think they transitioned to a performance from Kane Brown and Chris Young at that point. And, you know, maybe she cried in her bus afterwards. Maybe not. But she did walk away with an award, CMT Performance of the Year. Some of the other winners, Little Big Town, Wine, Beer, Whiskey, won the Group Duo Video of the Year. Male went to Kane Brown for Worship You. Female went to Gabby Barrett's for, gosh, I'm not sure if Gabby Barrett won for I Hope or for The Good Ones. I gotta be honest. She wasn't there to accept. And then the other award was CMT Collaborative Video of the Year. Chris Young and Kane Brown took that for Famous Friends. That song got a lot of play. Overall, Chris Young and Kane Brown got a lot of billing at this show. And that's a pretty... It's fine. You know, it's not as unique of a song. I'm not sure if a ton of people are tuning in to see that performance, but it won an award. It got the last performance slot of the night. It was a good night for Chris Young and Kane Brown. And Chris made the most of it. I don't know if you saw earlier today, but Chris Young announced that his new Famous Friends album is going to drop on June 25th. So he made the most of his time. Chris is a pro. One of the more anticipated moments from the show was Mickey Guyton and Linda Martell and the tribute to Linda Martell. Linda Martell, 86 years old. She lives in South Carolina. She wasn't able to attend. It's not really clear what kind of health Linda Martell is in. They cut to some pictures of her receiving the award, and she seemed to be really enjoying it. But it's not clear if she just is in poor health or was unable to attend because of some recent health issues. But she wasn't there. Still, a lot of people on hand to honor Linda Martell. Not on hand. Pre-recorded moments from like Jennifer Nettles, Reese Palmer, of course, Mickey Guyton. Carrie Underwood had a word there. Darius Rucker said some kind things about Linda Martell. And they really got into the nitty-gritty details of Linda Martell's story. She more or less admitted that her producer signed her because they thought that it would be a curiosity. People would kind of lean in and check out her music just to see what country music from a black woman is all about. And they did, and that allowed her some success. She's the only black female artist to have a top 20 hit on the country charts, and she would tour. And she didn't shy away from describing how people responded to her on tour. It is not good. That is not country music's proudest moment. A lot of N-words, a lot of hate, a lot of vitriol towards Linda Martell. And that really forced her out of country music, really when her career was just getting started. A beautiful woman, a beautiful voice as well. And she got 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, I think, during the show. That was really well done by Mickey Guyton as well. Later, she would perform with Breland. I think Mickey and Breland might have had my favorite performance of the night. It wasn't like the most dazzling performance. Okay, maybe it wasn't my favorite, but it was really good. That song, Cross Country, that's a good song. I mean, that is relatable to anyone at any point in their life. It's kind of this, I don't fit in over here, maybe I'll fit in over here. Who cannot relate to a song about not fitting in? We've all been there at some point, right? And they were good together. Breland looked a little bit nervous, didn't he? He looked a little, and Mickey kind of was just kind of supporting him because she's been there before. She's an old pro at this point, having hosted an award show and performed a couple of times. And then Gladys Knight got on stage and joined him. Gladys looks great, sounds great. The song was a little bit hokey, but that's fine. It was a nice moment between, I guess what you would call a new artist, Mickey Guyton, who isn't really new anymore. I mean, she's been around 5, 6, 7 years now. And then, of course, a legend like Gladys Knight. I thought Ingrid Andress really took advantage of her moment performing Ladylike. It was a pre-recorded performance and it's her in front of the piano. That's a beautiful song to see live. It's a tough radio song because it's a big piano-led ballad. And I just think that there's an audience that's not going to relate or understand to what she's saying. Tough time seeing Ladylike hitting number one. A top 10 would be a real win on that song. But it could be a top 10 song that goes platinum, you know, because it's the kind of song that really endears you to an artist like Ingrid Andress, who is that woman. That is her signature song. They had the Ram Trucks stage, which was pretty interesting. That's where you found artists like Haley Witters. Tennille Arts was on the Ram Truck stage. Nico Moon sang Good Time on the Ram Truck stage. And Dylan Scott, poor Dylan Scott, who also won an award. I guess I missed this one. Dylan Scott won the Breakthrough Video of the Year award at the CMT Awards. He performed his song Nobody from the Ram Breakthrough stage. And for those performances, you only got like a chorus. And then you kept kind of vamping while the VO woman sort of teased what was coming up. Dylan's working his third top five single now. He's been around since around 2014 or 2015, and he's still sitting at the kiddie table. Taking that one on the chin. They gave him a little bit more time later with this business about the Lipton Lounge and introducing Luke Bryant. That was cool. But Dylan Scott still at the kiddie table for reasons I can't really understand with Dylan Scott. I don't understand, but I do understand with Dylan. You know, he's not an artist that has sort of broke through, even though he has three top five songs. I couldn't name you those three songs, other than Nobody, the song, his current single, that he won the award for. He's got a song about, I think he has a girl kind of song, like, you know, girl. I know him. I've seen him. I interviewed him once, a couple times, in fact. He was wearing a Detroit Tigers baseball cap, and being a Detroit Tigers fan, I said, hey, Dylan, I like that cap, man. You a big fan? No, I just like the hat. Okay. That's cool. Little disappointed to see Miranda Lambert, John Randall, and Jack Ingram singing Tequila Does from the Marfa Tapes project. I would love to see some other songs performed from that project live. They've pretty much stuck to that and in his arms. Cold as You was the Luke Combs performance, and this was pre-recorded as well. Cold as You is an older Luke Combs song. Older meaning it was on his last album. A lot of people thinking Luke might come with a brand new single for his next single, something from an upcoming album, because he's had, I believe, five or six number one hits already from What You See Is What You Get. But he went with Cold as You, an up-tempo song. I will say that whatever Luke releases has to be up-tempo. Could it be Cold as You? I'm guessing yes. I'm guessing yes, because why would you play that song otherwise at the CMT Awards? Why wouldn't you play the song that is currently the number one song in country music? Or something else from your catalog, or do a cover? I mean, there's a lot of options there if you're just kind of finishing up an album cycle. He chose to play Cold as You. I think that's pretty telling. So my money's on that being Luke Combs' next single. Another big moment from the show that they were banking on was Chris Stapleton with Her. Great performance. So-so song. I didn't love the song. I didn't think that it matched them very well. There was some cool guitar interplay. It just wasn't sort of the great chemistry moment that you were hoping for from a Chris Stapleton duet. They both sounded good. They both looked good. They both did their best. I just didn't think the song was the right choice for that moment. Can we talk about the red carpet real quick? And maybe I'll close with this, actually. The fashion at the CMT Awards was on fire. And I'm not a fashion guy, okay? Obviously. Maybe that kind of goes without saying. But this wasn't like the muted tones that we got during a very muted 2020. The guys, honestly, the guys, I think, thought it was rehearsal day or something because they came dressed pretty casually. But the women brought it. I mean, hot pinks, neon yellows, a bold neon orange dress on Kelsey Ballerini at one point. Karen Fairchild from Little Big Town had it. Carly Pierce brought her dog to the show. Little June was on the red carpet with her. Most adorable date ever. Lindsay L. wore a short silver sequency mini dress and a boot, like a walking boot, that was also glittering in silver. Because apparently, recently, Lindsay L. broke her toe trying to chase her dog out of her bus. Her dog, Hendrix, jumped out of her bus. She jumped down barefoot, tried to go get her. Broke a toe, ended up in that boot. Owned it, looked great. I mean, there were some really bold fashion choices. This is like the kind of fashion you see if like you're on the verge of summer and you're feeling good about summer. Like everybody's feeling good about what this year is going to bring. This wasn't like sad, depressing fashion. And I think that really speaks to maybe a real sense of optimism in the country music community as we head towards touring season. One final thing that the CMT Awards did that I thought was pretty smart was they introduced their fan cam, and this allowed performers to answer fan questions after their performances. I think a lot of these were pre-taped. Kelsey did one with the guy from the band Lainey. Obviously, she couldn't do that live because she was on stage hosting at the time. A pretty cool concept, though, I think. You know, like, imagine if there was like a post-performance interview on social media. So-and-so hops off the stage. Ingrid Andress or Carrie Underwood hops off the stage and she's still breathing heavy and her in-ears are hanging down by her neck. And she goes up to whoever the social media reporter is and has a few seconds to talk about her performance. And boom, right there in person, live in the moment, you learn what went right, what went wrong, how she feels about it. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Or maybe you could even do that after an award win as well. I know like artists like to go right to the media room at like the CMA Awards and such. Why? Bring them in, have them talk to like a live in-person social media reporter. Every artist obviously isn't going to agree to do this. Half will, you know, certainly half will. Just one idea on how to keep these award shows fresh. Got to keep changing with these things. Overall, I think they all could be tighter. You know, that's one thing with the CMA Awards. It moved along really well for the first 90 minutes or so. Then it became to drag right around the time that Dylan Scott won his award. And it's not because of Dylan. It just hit that time mark. I might have flipped through the John Party, Lauren Elena performance. Apologies to them. I just, you know, got busy doing some other things. You can tighten these things up. Award shows can be a two-hour event. That's the first way I think you improve award shows. Then you got to find a way to put them on streaming and make that appointment television. And you got to use social media a little bit better. CMT's pretty revolutionary, pretty innovative when it comes to that kind of things. So much room to grow. By the Numbers this week finds Morgan Wallen on top of country albums, followed by Luke Combs and Luke Combs. The new album from Blackberry Smoke is the highest country debut. That's at number 5. Forever After All by Luke Combs is the number 1 sales song, followed by Lil Bit by Nelly and Florida Georgia Line. Miranda Lambert's and L. King, Drunk and I Wanna Go Home is the number 3 sales song. On streaming, it's Forever After All, followed by The Good Ones by Gabby Barrett and Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, the number 3 streamer. Number 1 country airplay is Luke Combs' Forever After All. Most added is Brothers Osborne with I'm Not For Everyone. And the hot country song is, wanna guess? Yep, Luke Combs' Forever After All. Thanks to Billboard for the charts, Taste of Country for the job, and Emily Yar for joining me on Monday to talk about her profile on Garth Brooks. That is a must-read in the Washington Post. Show note, I think I'm going to take a little bit of a break in July. I might take the month off. Just need to recharge a little bit. I'll be back before touring season heats up, don't worry. Find me on Twitter at Billy Dukes, on Instagram at Serious Journalist. I do appreciate everyone who engages and listens every week. Let's do it again this Monday with a new guest for the show. Never talked to him or her before. Who? Let's find out together. Episode 66 of the Country Music Media Podcast.